Run with patience. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us, looking to Jesus. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. We all have our own ideas of patience and what it means to be a patient man or woman. Sometimes we see an uncomplaining person lying on a couch of sickness as patient. Patience can be a teacher willingly explaining a difficult concept for the nth time. Often we see the farmer as patient who unhurriedly waits for the harvest to ripen. And being quiet under the stroke of adverse fortune can demonstrate a patient spirit. There are also elements of patience seen in the ongoing grind of daily duties. All such demonstrations of patience are worthy examples of long-suffering. When patience is teamed up with distance running, it has a different connotation. Endurance, linked with patience, can mean to keep on going with the utmost of effort. The distance runner exhibits this sort of patient endurance in his marathon race. Running with endurance is to press on to the end, to be earnest in our endeavour. The world exemplifies this through mind over matter, carried out in the flesh. But such patience always falls short of the godly patience that we are to exhibit. It falls far short of the one true exemplification of godly patience, the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is our pattern and example of patience, our model and our standard. His life is a true example of perseverance, tolerance, long-suffering, and patience. Throughout youth and childhood, he submitted to his parents and learnt obedience. For 30 years he worked patiently at the carpenter's lathe until God's call on his life. He was fully God, yet laid aside his glory in submission to the Father's perfect will. There was an enduring patience and a patient endurance seen in the life of Jesus. It was an obedient waiting as well as a determination to carry out the Father's will. It was patiently waiting for the goal of his calling as he did the menial tasks of life. Christ ran with endurance the race set before him by fixing his eyes on the Father. And we are to run the same race as did Christ by keeping our eyes focused on him. As believers, we have his life and his strength within, upon which to draw daily. We can utilize Christ's spirit of patient endurance and his enduring patience. For without me you can do nothing, but I can do all things through Christ who equips me. Like Christ, our race of life is marked out by God, and each day is scheduled by him. Christians are to draw on his grace alone to run with patience the race set before us. For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Many of us would nurse our grief without crying, if we were allowed to nurse it. But in Christ, we can exercise our patience, not only in sickness, but in the street. We can run with patience and endure patiently, as we draw our strength from Christ. In Christ we can bury our sorrows, oh, not in lethargy, but in active service. We can remain firm in the exchange, in the workshop, at school. We can remain patient in the hours of isolation or social intercourse. We can be patient and calm as we minister to another's joy or sadness. We can run with patience the race set before us if we look to Jesus. Patient endurance and enduring patience is seen throughout the life of Christ. At one time his life was waiting in obedience, at another a running obedience. He was one who waited for the goal while carrying out his menial tasks. He also raced to the goal of his calling, but in obedience to the will of the Father. Throughout his life, the Lord bore many griefs, unshared and unspoken. But for the whole of his life, Christ ran with patience to the cross.